In the pages of the New Testament, there's a couple whose love story stands quietly but powerfully among the great examples of faith. Their names are Priscilla and Aquila, a husband and wife who show us what true partnership in faith looks like. They weren't famous prophets or miracle workers. They were everyday believers, tent makers by trade, who made their marriage a ministry. Their story reminds us that when a couple walks in unity with God, even ordinary lives can leave an extraordinary legacy. Lesson 1. They work together, not against each other. When we first meet Priscilla and Aquila in Acts chapter 18, they're building tents and sharing a home with Paul the Apostle. They work side by side, in their business and in their faith. They didn't compete for attention or control. They simply used their gifts together to serve a higher purpose. Every marriage today needs that same unity. Whether it's managing your home, raising children, or building a dream, success comes when both hearts pull in the same direction. Ask yourself, are we working together toward the same mission? Because teamwork in marriage is not about who's right, it's about moving forward as one. Lesson 2, they opened their home for ministry. Priscilla and Aquila were known for their hospitality. In Romans chapter 16, Paul sends greetings to the church that met in their home. Their living room became a gathering place for prayer, worship, and encouragement. You and your spouse may not lead a church, but you can still make your home a light for others. Maybe it's inviting friends for dinner, hosting a Bible study, or simply creating a peaceful space that reflects Christ's love. Hospitality doesn't require perfection, just open hearts. Lesson 3, they taught others the word. In Acts 18, Priscilla and Aquila meet a man named Apollos, a passionate preacher who didn't fully understand the gospel. Instead of criticizing him publicly, they took him aside and lovingly taught him the truth. Notice the Bible says they taught him, both husband and wife together. That's what true spiritual partnership looks like. When a couple grows in the word together, their faith becomes strong enough to guide others. Maybe that's through teaching, mentoring, or simply living out your faith consistently in front of others. Lesson 4, they were courageous and loyal. Paul says Priscilla and Aquila risked their lives for him. Their faith wasn't comfortable, it was costly. They faced persecution, displacement, and danger, yet they stayed united in purpose and in love. Marriage will test your courage too, not always in dramatic ways, but in everyday moments. Choosing forgiveness over pride. Choosing patience over anger. Choosing faith when fear feels easier. True partnership in faith means standing side by side, no matter what the season brings. Lesson 5, they valued both calling and companionship. Priscilla and Aquila show us that you can be spiritual and still deeply connected emotionally. They weren't just ministry partners, they were companions. Their names are almost always mentioned together in Scripture, a sign of unity and mutual respect. They remind us that marriage isn't about independence, it's about interdependence. God designed husband and wife to complete one another, not compete with one another. Whether you're serving in church, raising kids, or building a business, your marriage can be both holy and happy, sacred and strong. Lesson 6, marriage itself is ministry. At its heart, their story teaches that marriage itself is a form of ministry. When you love, serve, forgive, and build together, you're living out the gospel, whether anyone sees it or not. Your faith doesn't need a platform to be powerful. Sometimes the most Christ-like thing you'll ever do is love your spouse with patience and grace. Like Priscilla and Aquila, you can turn your marriage into a testimony, one that points others to the faithfulness of God. Priscilla and Aquila remind us that a God-centered marriage is never wasted. It's in the quiet teamwork, the shared prayers, and the small acts of faithfulness that legacy is built. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9 says, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor." When you and your spouse walk in unity, with Christ at the center, your love becomes a light in the world. So keep building your tent, opening your doors, and sharing your faith together. Because marriage, when rooted in God, is one of His most beautiful ministries. Thank you for listening to Marriage Lessons from Priscilla and Aquila. Visit blissfullywedded.com for more Christ-centered marriage encouragement.